Shalom, everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker. Empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. Let us make sure this is the revelation from the Most High, the Compassionate, the Merciful, who has created all things and have sent the revelation to man to warn them, to guide them, to bring them back to the truth and the reality that God was in the beginning. There was no chaos before that. Let us make sure that we understand that we will be presented in front of God, and He will ask, "Did you receive my prophet that I sent you?" That He brought you the revelation clearly with all the signs. When you are in front of God, you will not have any excuses, and you will know what you have done. Therefore, anytime you meditate, meditate as if you are in that position in front of God, and He is asking you the questions that did not I send you all the prophets and the scriptures, and now what was your excuse that you did not listen to them, did not come to my prophets and engage in the work that I sent to be done with you? If you meditate like that, you will always know the truth, and you will not have the excuses that humanity have, as the woman in the garden said, "If I eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I will be wise." A woman rationalized. Let us meditate in that state that you are in front of God and you will hear His questions. Did not I send all the guidance by my prophets to humanity? And they resisted it and did not follow, and brought all kind of excuses not to follow God's word and guidance. Then you would know what kind of excuses you are bringing up to yourself, and therefore you will not follow them any longer. We have a new contact in Jemez in New Mexico, around 50 miles from here, Timothy, and people who are interested in living in places which are smaller, just like a village or a small town, that would be a good place to live. Actually, when I received the revelation, for a long time I was guided to look for a place that is 444. 4 is the number of manifestation, and 3 times repeated of a number means certainty. Like a 777 is the number of God. Therefore, I looked for a place to see where that's 4444 is. I couldn't find any place, any road that eats 444 in New Mexico until I realized there is a road close to Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, which was number 44, and it would go to another road, 4, which would lead to Jemez. And there was a spiritual group out there as a Buddhist center and a Catholic place. And now we have a contact there. And also there seemed to be a group that living a kind of a community and helping one another. Of course, it's not completely connected to the mission yet, but there is a place that they are more community-oriented than big cities and other places. So it seems to indicate that is the possibility that we might be able to start a community there if the people are interested to live in there and they don't like big cities like Albuquerque or Rio Rancho. That is another possibility for them to explore. Another thing that I like to discuss is the news. When I listen to it, it amazes me how people are not aware of the truth of God and His revelation and how they suffer because of it. Just like this, leaving the Gaza Strip by Jewish communities, and they were so upset that they're leaving a land that they think God gave it to them. But if they read our teaching and recognize and realize that God fulfilled all the promises He gave to them and other religions, they recognize and realize that the whole world and the universe now belongs to everyone, and they will not be attached to a specific land, and they recognize that they should come and work for a greater truth of God that has come through this revelation, and they will not be so attached to a land which fulfilled its purpose. And it really pains me when they cannot see God's work and the way He promised He will send all these revelations. And instead of they all come together and share and recognize, indeed they are brothers. They are both Arabs and Jews or Hebrews are from the same father. And instead of realizing our teachings and recognize that everybody is equal now, only those who are the Paraviparas and follow eternal divine path are called the elects. They will indeed save themselves a lot of grief, wars, destruction, mistrust, disunity, and they all recognize the only culture is the culture of God, and the only way is the eternal divine path and the communist of light. So when you know these teachings, when you know the work of God, you will see how far away all of them are from His revelation and the unification. And God said nobody knows the whole truth until this revelation comes. Therefore, everybody should realize they cannot have it. They cannot know the whole truth until this revelation comes. If we can just give this message to humanity and invite them to see the whole picture, we have brought a lot of peace and we have prevented a lot of headache and heartache, and guide them to meditate and overcome their egos and separative ideas and individual longing to dominate other cultures because of their ego. And all of them needs this teaching. It's not only the Jews or Hebrews or Christian or Muslim or Buddhists or Hindus. All of them need to recognize these and realize where their teachings stops and how they can improve themselves by accepting the message that has brought by other religions. And that's amazing that we don't have more people here to reach out and teach these things to humanity and reach to the grassroots so more and more people become aware of the work of God and overcome their own separative ideas and realize the salvation of man is only through the words of the prophets and revelation from God. They are the guidance for man to follow. And if they resist it at the time that they leave this body and they are questioned if they have received this revelation, God sends his prophets with clear signs, with the prophecies, with the genealogy, with the word of God, which based on his scriptures are still human resists coming and doing his work. And they bring all kind of excuses why they cannot do it. But when you are in front of God, you cannot bring in excuses. You will be truthful and you will see yourself clearly. So it's better to do it now. See yourself clearly. Put yourself in front of God and his presence. And listen to his questions. And then compare with your own answers and look at them very, very squarely and see where you are not following God's will and his call. And stop excuses. And when time comes and you leave your body peacefully and God says, did you hear my prophet? Yes, I did. Did you follow it? Yes, I did. You are indeed a paravipra. You are saved and God will let you to his presence and pure consciousness. And the next lifetime you come, things gonna be much easier. You will not have any excuses anymore because you know it's not gonna work. Rationalization and not follow God's way, but ourselves, all kind of the ways that we think we are correct. It really makes sense to us. But the question is that the word of God? And that is the thing that he wants us to do. So we have to face ourselves. That is the greatest and the scariest things a person can do. And when you put yourself in front of God, he is a reflection of you. And you have no choice to see yourself in mirror clearly. When you see yourself in mirror, you can progress and get rid of those parts that you don't like and become more and more perfect. And this teaching shows every way you want to become perfect, psychologically, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, scientifically, everything is been covered and revealed to humanity. It really makes sense. That's the only thing makes sense. And if it makes sense, then we have no choice to accept that indeed God said this revelation comes and it will make sense and it explains. And I have sent the prophets as a guidance for humanity and still we believe that we can hang into our own ideas and opinions, then we are not following God. We are following our lower nature. We are doing what Eve did. We should meditate in a way that we are in front of God and realize that he sends the prophet and recognize that when we are in front of God, we cannot bring any excuses any longer and recognize this is from God, and if it is, then really consider ourselves. God is asking us, did you receive my prophet? Did you receive the seventh angel, the seventh seal, the truth that I sent to you? And you're in front of God, you have no excuses. Therefore, you start meditating in that situation now and overcome any excuses that you have now. So when you're in front of God, you will not be embarrassed or sent to a level that it's not as pleasant as pure consciousness. This room is called the Conversation with Maitreya. It is a room that we encourage everybody to go to our website, which you can find its URL at the top of the room, and study our teachings and try to understand as much as you can, and then come here and ask the questions you might have related to our teachings, or compare other religions and where they fall into these teachings and how our teachings unify all the religions of the world. It sounds impossible. How can you unify all these separative ideas from all religions and unify them? And it makes sense. It is impossible to unify Muslims with Jews and Hindus and Buddhists and Christians and Baha'is. But believe it or not, it is done. They are unified. And God indeed said he will unify them. And he has sent all of them. And now we know that clearly. And when we know this, we will shatter any narrowness of the mind, any separative ideas being belong to one religion, and we recognize all religions are from God, and therefore we expand ourselves and no longer are narrow in looking at other religion as not from God, it's from devil, it didn't have what I believe in, but we see the truth of God's revelations and word, and therefore we will progress in our spiritual endeavor thousands of folds, because we shatter everything that bound us to religions that have created by man, and man loves to bond other humans to really keep them in ignorance, therefore they can dominate other humans. If they can dominate, if they have the mean, and they will use it. Therefore, do not listen to men and the religious made by men, but listen to God, who has said and prophesied and promised many things, and he fulfilled them. Recognize that there was darkness in the beginning, when many unit consciousnesses fell from the grace, and still humanity is in darkness, and they love their own setup and religions, and the way they have set up this world, which is full of suffering and destruction and war and separative ideas. God's way is unity, sharing, peace, progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if you recognize these teachings, you will become one of the elects, those who have been called to come and see the last revelation of God for next 1,000 years. Actually, even after 1,000 years, nothing new is going to come. Maybe it's going to be explained in a deeper level or brought back the parts that has been forgotten or ignored. But there's nothing really new can be added to this revelation, because this revelation is the whole truth of God. And he provided this internet so we can reach everybody around the world. Everybody can come to this room or go to our website and see that the whole revelation is being revealed to humanity. And also it is done. It is finished. It is perfected. As all the prophets of God declared that they have finished their revelation from God, and they have nothing more really to say. That is why this room. We can add much to what already has been revealed to you. We might clarify it, we might explain it. There might be some misunderstanding that is not explained as clearly as it should have. Or you might have an idea that you twisting still the teaching to what you think it should mean. But then you come here and it's explained to you, then you have no choice but to see it much clearer how God meant for that revelation to come to you. So again, that is another call to everybody to really get to know the teachings. Of course, if you don't have any question, I assume that you already know what the teaching is and everything explained so clearly. And I might feel good about myself. I'm such a good teacher that I explain it so well that all of you know it completely. Then, of course, next question is if you really know it clearly, the next step is for you to engage with the mission in any capacity and level you can. That Prophet Muhammad said, the number is the hand of God. The more number we have in the mission, the more people who have seen the vision clearly and can explain it, not according to their own understanding, but the way it was revealed to you, the more we can reach to many, many people and humanity. So do not become attached to the small thing that separates you from one another, but keep your vision so high that a small little thing will not affect you, and you can ignore those small separative ideas or what is not according to your liking, but know that becoming proficient in the teaching and overcoming being upset with a small thing is a part of sacrifice. We have to learn to live with each other. We have to learn to create group and community that the people will be different from one another. At the same time, stay with it. Not with first difference of what we think should be and what it is. We just run away or will not do what we have been called to do. The Paravipra will be able to withstand any situation, meditate on it, work on it, just like water hitting a stone. What the water does? Tell the stone go away or run away? No. It just goes around the stone, meditates in the stone, what part it can root and help the stone to become a straight path. And then, of course, as the time goes on, little by little, it's possible for it to root the stone and make a straight path for itself, to God. That's where we are going. We are going to God. This is his last revelation. This is his whole revelation has come to us. Now we are going there. Now there is some disagreement between us and another person or something that we do not approve or like or understand, and we say, oh, I'm out of here. You're not going to go to God. Your path, everybody's path, the whole human's salvation is this revelation. Therefore, you have to work with it. You have to come, and if you can improve something, great, come and improve it. We are always looking for improvement and those who can come and show us a better way to do the mission and reach out in a greater degree and how we can be more effective. If you didn't like something here in the area, in the mission, people in the center, improve it. If you can improve it, we will accept your improvement and see that you indeed have the ability to do it. That's one of the 33 virtues. aversion from false finding. Unless you have a solution. In our weekly meetings in Saturday evening after the Sabbath, the whole community come together and we have a round table and everybody sits around it and they bring their problems they see in their community. But the rule is if you have found a problem, you cannot complain about it unless you have a solution for it. Or you have some idea can replace the problem. So just complaining doesn't work. You have to have a solution for the problem so you can replace the problem with the solution. So in the communities of light, you always are meditating. You're always considering the situation. You're always thinking to improve it to a better way of living for everyone. And that is the understanding that should come to every member in the communities of light. It is not for the people who are looking to be taken care of only. Me only, but the whole communities of light and how you can be a part of it and how you can improve it and how you can bring greater beauty into community. It's given to humanity for meditation and improvement and making better community and improving it all the time. If we can create this communities all over the place, humanity will learn little by little again, because they knew that before the flood of Noah in the beginning of creation, that's how God created it to be. People come together, create community, improve it, share, therefore they will cut out of the rat race or this world. They're going to be in the world, but not of it. But it doesn't mean it's a cult. We're not creating cults saying, oh, we are better than them. No, we're reaching out all the time. Actually, we're not going to let the energy fall on itself, so it become a warp star. That's what cults become. They become a warp star, and they will not let light escape them. That's why they become dark, and eventually they end up killing themselves or completely losing the light of God. That's why we have to reach out all the time. It's not a place for the cult mentality in this mission. It is a revelation of expansion and reaching out and teaching and making humanity realize what it is. No matter how difficult it is to turn around the ego, ego likes to just say, okay, I go, I just dip in the water and I'm okay, I'm saved. But I keep my ego still, I'm selfish, self-centered, and have all the problem that Eve had, lower nature of man has, but I'm saved. But the truth is, you will be saved when you follow the eternal divine path, and you have no ego and no subconscious mind left, but you are connected to God directly. That's the truth of them. That is baptism. That is being saved. But human like fictions, human like to believe in the thing that doesn't make sense and is still believing that they're following God. Just look at seven religions on earth. At least six of them have been here and each of them think they have the whole answer. Then clearly God says, no, you cannot have them. None of you has them. You are all following fictions and dogmas, not the truth. It's hard. It is hard to make ego to surrender and submit to God and dissolve itself in a way that it's not in the way and connect man directly to God. And that's what this universe has been created for, to turn around our ego, put ourselves in front of God, and let's see how we feel. What is that keeping me from following God 100%? That's our salvation, isn't it? Our salvation is 100% become godly. But of course, we won't, or many will not. And they have to wait for another creation after millions and billions of years and come back and start all over. And hopefully we are going to have more workers then, and we can accelerate their progress a little bit. But those who really want to have the salvation this lifetime, or at least for the next 1,000 years, they have to imagine themselves standing in front of God. You cannot lie in front of God. You cannot hide anything from Him. Therefore, you have to face yourself. And that is the way of salvation. You will not going to be saved only with a couple of dogmas and believing that, you know, if you say the Shahed, that's it, I'm saved. Or be baptized with water. As Christ said, you will be baptized with the Spirit, not just water. So that's why this whole earth is in such a mess, because each of religions believe they are saved, but they are not. No matter what the preacher told them, do, you will be saved. If you recognize that, you see again, this is the salvation of man that has been sent to humanity, to recognize that ego is the problem. You can have covenant with God, but that is the beginning. You can say the Shahed, you can be baptized, you can believe you are initiated, but that is the beginning. That is the beginning of the path. Then it is to overcome the ego, the barrier between you and God. That is when you meditate, chant, you dance, anything that helps you in calming your mind and making your turbulent consciousness to become still. Therefore, you can see God clearly. Then, of course, little by little, you reach a point that you are connected to God directly, and you will do His will, because you know that is the best thing for you and for other people, and you will become a paravipra and follow eternal divine path. These are the things we have to teach humanity. These are the things we have to let man knows. These are the things that man have to recognize, that psychology, religion, science, everything that God has sent to humanity. Now, it's explained here, and the salvation of man is to overcome their ego, take the barrier between themselves and God away, and the fastest way to do that is the eternal divine path, which creates the communities of light, and the communities of light are the base of the kingdom of God on earth. And in order to create such a communities, we need to create the facilitating body, those who will come and work with me and the mission in creating this body and eventually reaching the grassroots in every culture and any places that people will listen and understand this teaching, and eventually create more and more people that they no longer believe they are Christian or Jews or Hindus or Buddhists, but divine. They follow eternal divine path. They no longer are attached to Palestine or Mecca or anywhere else, but their spirit which is within them, and the sanctuary and their temple and the land and the promised land is within them. It's not out there. If it has shape, if it has sound, if it has touch, smell, it is not the ultimate. It is not God in the highest level. Yes, it is God. It's a part of God. But it is not where you are supposed to go. You're not supposed to go to Mecca. You're supposed to go to pure consciousness. You're not supposed to go to Palestine. You're supposed to go to pure consciousness. You're not supposed to have all these holy places, particularly for places that a lot of people call them holy, and if somebody touch that, they become so upset about it. None of them is it. The only place is within you, pure consciousness, and that's where you find God. As for you're looking for it anywhere else, you're not going to be able to reach him. You're still in the physical body, and you have not seen the ultimate. Therefore, close your eyes. Go within. Meditate on yourself. Go through the process that we have given for meditation. Gain control over your mind so it cannot take you where it wants to take you to, but you take it where you want to take it. Little by little in that process, which is very difficult for a lot of people, because mind likes to wander. Mind likes to have the control. It has control all this time. It tells you what to do, where to go, where not to go. Now you're telling him, no, I want to do this process. Okay, just listen to me. Close your eyes, expand yourself to the room, to the house, to the neighborhood, to the city, to the states, to the nation, to the whole earth. Now I'm sitting at the top of the earth and wishing peace to man and all the good wishes for humanity, and then leave it and go through the moon and planets and galaxies and the universe to reach the center of the universe. In each step, the mind is going to tell you to think about something else. What did I eat? Where did I go? What I done? It wants still to tell you what to do. But if you gain the power to go through the process, going inside the light and sitting in and going through the process to meditate, you can hear the whole process in our room called Meditate on the Universal Mantra in the same section. Then you, little by little, you gain the power over your mind. And you meditate, now put yourself in front of God and see yourself clearly. That is how the meditation should be. Meditation is not to gain powers. Meditation is not to have CDs. Meditation is not to create energy that you can control or dominate other people. Meditation is be prepared at the time of death to face God. And because you have done such a good job in this lifetime, you have no fear to face him. You have had no excuse. He told you what to do and you did it. You have not done anything that you would be ashamed to be in front of God. You go to him and he sees you and he knows already you have done what you could. Therefore, that is the goal of meditation. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity or God is everything. But not everything is in pure consciousness. That's the difference between this creation and pure consciousness when you face God in that level, which is at the time that you leave your body. Of course, you can experience God in the body when you have no ego left, but very little karma just keeps you in the body. So you can see the whole creation is created, and this mission and this teaching is toward accelerating human progress to go back to where God wants them to go, back to equilibrium and unity and oneness with God. If we create our own life based on these premises, I want to go to God. Or you really want to go to God. That is the first thing you want to do. That is the highest goal in your life. Like that yogi I was telling you many times, that his disciple went to this yogi and told him, I really want to go to God. And he said, are you sure you really want to go to God? He said, I really, really want to go to God. He said, okay, come with me. He took him to the water and pushed his head under the water and kept there half a minute, 10 seconds after a minute, 15 seconds. Well, he's getting out of breath. He couldn't breathe anymore. He was really upset with the yogi and say, what's he doing? Is he going to kill me or something underneath here? But he was respecting his teacher. He didn't want to do something that make him unhappy. So he stayed there, but the air is getting really bad. Minute and a half, minute 45 minutes, 2 minutes, yogi or not yogi, teacher or not teacher, he pushes his head and comes up and say, what the heck are you doing? You know, he really wanted the air. It comes up and he breathed deeply and said, are you trying to kill me? He said, no, when you want God as much as you want that air, then your meditation will be based on God and going to Him and no excuses. So do you want God that bad? Do you want God as bad as that yogi wanted that air? Is He number one in your life? Or do we still have a lot of desires and wants and ego and excuses and this and that we still don't want to go there? We start breathing the air, we're not in the bottom of the water, but we feel good about the air is going to be all the time. But that's not true. The air is not going to be all the time. It's the last call. The train is going home. Are you going to get into it? Or you're going to say, oh, okay, I have plenty of time. Eventually I'll get into it. Maybe not. Maybe when we go to God this time, He says, look, I send you all the prophets, all the revelation, 7 scriptures, all the truth, and all of them told you the goal of the life is to become divine. The whole creation is based on turning around, be baptized, and go back to God. Then I send you Maitreya, and he brought all the revelation to you with all the great supporting signs, revelation based on the word of God, prophecies, everything, and still you resisted him. Why? What is the reason you did? You know it's from God. How can you not know this is from God? It is based on my scriptures. I told such a person to come. The time is telling you it is the time to come. And still you resist it? What do you have to tell God? You think we still can bring excuses to him that, no, I was going to do that or that? As Christ said, well, I have a wedding of my daughter and my fields need to be prepared. They have to pay this and that. Whatever excuse that Christ said they had, instead of going to God, they had their own excuses. But he also said that God will bring the workers at the end time, and they will be prepared to want God as bad as that yogi wanted air. And I started this mission with that promise and with that understanding that there are those who indeed have seen the vision. They want God first. Nothing will deter them or keep them away to come and join and do the work. Nothing. None of my disciples, none of my setup here, they want God. They'll come to me and say, I have seen the vision. What can I do? How can we get together and work together? Not to be a false finder. While you walk, while you talk, while you eat, while you sleep, while your way you do the computer is different than mine, or this and that. No, I'm here to work together, and I'm here to improve the mission. I'm here to improve the situation here. And eventually we can make such a wonderful community that there is no problem in it, and we create such a place that everybody comes, it will run perfectly, efficiently, wonderfully. People will come and join with a great feeling and unity. So these are my expectations. But I'm not attached to it. Don't think that if you don't come, I'll suffer or anything like that at all. Not whatsoever. I trust in God. And I'm looking for results for all this satsang conversation, website, writing, though, supplements. I do expect to see people see the vision, get rid of their ego, come here humbly, and join me in this great endeavor that we can work together. But I am not attached to it. The only thing I'm attached to is God. That's it. That's the only thing I'm attached to, really. And that's how you should be. You should only be attached to God. Nothing else. Anything else you are attached to will keep you away from your salvation. That's why humanity have to recognize the whole universe is created. This creation is created to turn the unit consciousnesses around and go to God. So learn from me. Don't be attached to anything else but God. And when you come here, the only thing be attached to do the will of God. If you see something that is not in your liking, still say, well, I'm here to go to God. I'm not here to judge. I am here because my tree approved it to me. This vision is from God. This revelation is from God. It is come from God. And it's the last one. It's the last call. I got to go to God. I'm not going to drop anything or go anywhere else. I'm going to stay the course. Because that is where God is. So learn from Eternal Divine Path, these teachings. Recognize and realize what the Eternal Divine Path is really. It's talking about meditation, awakening of your spiritual forces, facing yourself squarely. If you cannot face yourself squarely by yourself, put yourself in front of God where there is no excuses. You cannot lie. You can see yourself clearly when you're in front of God. You cannot say, oh, no, I can do this or I can do that. Just like in the Garden of Eden. Eve ate of the tree and gave it to the Adam to eat. But when God came and told them, what have you done? They couldn't lie anymore. They couldn't bring all those excuses that it is good to eat and eat. It's going to make you wise. Both of them profess. Of course, they didn't want to accept the responsibility. Adam said, well, the Eve gave it to me. And Eve said, no, the serpent did it. They still had the rationale not to accept the responsibility that they did it themselves. But God didn't accept that. He said, no, it was your life. I told you not to do it. Accuses and rationalization is not going to save you. Even not accepting the responsibility is not going to save us. We have to accept the responsibility for our actions, for our thoughts, for our decisions. They were told what they have done is not acceptable. And that's where we should put ourselves in front of God. Imagine we are Adam and Eve. We are in a garden and we didn't respond to the call of God. We did not turn around and be baptized. We brought all the excuses and rationalization not to do it. This is the teaching today. The teaching is to face yourself by putting yourself in front of God. Realize that we have to create the community of light. Come to the community, become a elect and a person of the facilitating body. Do not let anybody or anything come in front of you. Overcome anything that is between you than coming here and going to where God called you to go. Do not let anything or anybody deter you. Then sacrifice for it, give of yourself, so then submit to God and become universalist, and that is the eternal divine path, and you will get to God as fast as possible. It does not seem that we have any question today. This conversation will be in our FTP site, and also it will be broadcasting tomorrow or the day after in the room called Discourses by Maitreya. So you can go there, listen to it, or you can go and download it from our FTP site, or you can go to the website and right-click on the conversation for that week or the one previously given, and then save it to your computer, or just click on it and listen to it. So the way has been given to you that if you didn't make it to this room or you want to listen and hear it again, many ways to do it that I just explained, and do it the best way you like to do it. You can have it even in your own computer. And if even we have this in MP3, and if you have a MP3 player, you can download it and take it with you while driving, while walking, instead of listening to the music that takes you away from higher level, listen to the satsangs and the conversation so it can help you in a greater degree. So I leave you all to God and be with Him. Meditate in your situation and the goal of your life and decide what is this revelation is about. Is it here just I come here and say a couple of things and believe and that's it? Or it is a call to all of you to really face yourself and go to God and know your salvation is based on it. Be good, be great, be a Paravipra. Salam, everybody.